Mark, are you with us?
I'm here.
Hi, Mark, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Oh, can't hear you. Whoops, just a second. Let's work on the mic. Can you try and say hello?
Hello? Nothing?
Yeah, I can hear you, Mike, and I
Up the
can hear you,
volume.
Mark.
Oops.
Yeah, I can hear both of them. Both of you guys.
Yeah, put something in the chat.
Is it on your computer?
Can
It looks like it's orange.
you
It's
hear
on up here,
you?
though. My volume's all the way up.
Can you hear me?
David says they can hear each other and they can hear us, but we can't hear them.
Is Allison still here? Hold on. She might die. Allison? I have a computer plugged in. We have not my volume. We don't have volume. So I haven't done
Don't we
the
use the owl? Where is the owl?
You're here.
I
It
just
moved
had
from
a
its nesting site.
I just had an I was like, it's gonna.
Where'd it go?
Right here. Okay. Where's the volume? Let's move this. Yes. So I lose my memo. Okay. Yeah, don't. Okay. That's so plug-in cord. Well, part of the plug-in cord, I guess. There's Yeah.
here's the no, this part
Yeah, where does this plug in?
this goes into that.
Okay.
And then this goes into
All
there.
right.
You can do that. I might fix the other. Where's the bar?
Of course, I would drop
$2,000.
$2,000
Did
Cisco
we? Speakers.
Oh,
Same system.
wait. Is it fully in?
It should. Here. Like that one. Let me click it. Sure. Can you hear us now?
Can you hear us?
We can
Hello?
hear us. We
Yes.
can hear you.
Yeah. You sound
Perfect.
great. Now, who are those
Is it
people way in the back?
Colin and Red? Okay.
Okay.
Oh, and Red. All right, let's get the meeting started. Are there any updates to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, we're jumping into the Newport Main Street repurchase.
I can take that. First of all, I invited Dave LaForce, head of the Newport Downtown Development Group, and then Rick Ufferchase, who's mayor of Newport and obviously a board member as well, in case there are questions about the city of Newport's involvement. But the city of Newport and NVDA have been working with Commissioner Jepson at the Institute of Commerce to find a way to secure site control for the Main Street site on Newport. What has went through the legislature this year was some language or some changes to the Rural Industrial Development Program, which would allow NVDA to apply for Rural Industrial Development Program funds to purchase the property from the receiver, Michael Goldberg. And we believe we have an agreed upon price, it's approximately $1 million. And then if NVDA is successful in obtaining a grant and purchasing the property after we do a phase one environmental, we would do the phase two environmental work with EPA funds that we already have. And then once that's completed, we would turn the site, we would be an interim owner, and we would turn the site over to the city of Newport, and they would work to attract a developer. So, Dave or Rick, do you want to add anything to that?
Not quite sure how to go with an open-ended question, but I'll just say that NVDA's potential willingness to step up would be huge for us. We can't access that Rural Industry Development Program money except through a regional development corporation. And we see this as the friendliest of possible partnerships. And our goal would be, within a year and a half or 2 years to figure out how to take it off of your hands And then hopefully by then we've established who the correct developer is going to be. We have a couple of folks that we've been talking with for nearly a year about development possibilities on that property, none of whom are willing to sign on the bottom line yet. So we got a ways to go. And the truth is, nobody's going to want it unless we've taken care of the brownfields mitigation work anyway. So it feels like a pretty ideal situation if NVDA can take it on, deal with the mitigation work, and then turn it over to the city. That program will allow you to maintain ownership or give it to the city to maintain ownership. We would have to keep it and work out some deal that right? No, the RDIP program doesn't require that we hold it, does it, Dave? So I think we could then figure out what developer to turn it over to and try and get something built.
Questions.
This option, this is a similar project to what we did with in St. Johnsbury with the True Temper site. So we're working with the town and a developer in that instance, and the town is assisting with covering costs, any cost that NVDA may concur. And we've had the same discussion with the city of Newport. So we're just basically an interim owner. Our costs are being covered. Grant funds are paying for the property, and then at some point we turn it over.
I wish I had pulled the motion that was written for the True Temper site. Because I'm kind of the motion. Whoops, team. If we were pretty specific on which. Think that was in January. Just executive committee.
That one may be a little bit different, only because NVDA had to own the True Temper site to even apply for cleanup funds. That's not the case here.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's so it was before January. So it was just a complete. I had it at the meeting. Yeah, the
Receiver must be pitching. This is last property.
We had dollars from home.
Yeah. There.
Only for people on the phone.
Oh, it's
I was thinking I got some.
Is it 151 Main Street, Rick or Dave?
That sounds right, actually. That's just one address on that block.
Yeah, it's one address of multiple addresses.
What did you choose?
Yes.
So
Yeah,
motion.
151 to 189 Main Street.
So motion. Somebody wants to make it and second it to proceed with the acquisition of the 151 to 189 Main Street Newport property for the purpose of future development. While ensuring that NVDA is not burdened by either financial or environmental liability. Further discussion?
Is this something in the full board somewhere?
It doesn't, now that we've changed the bylaws. So the only thing that has to go to the full board is updated bylaws or the regional plan.
You tell them about
Yeah. All those in favor?
it.
Yeah.
Great, motion carries. Thank
Fabulous.
you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Great. The
Thank
trees.
you,
much.
Mickey. Thank
Thank
you,
you. Dave, if you'd like to stay with us, no problem. Up to
I think
you.
I'll skip out. Thanks very much.
Okay, have a great day.
Take care, everybody.
We have a long list of things, but I don't think they'll take very long. Tina, you are up with the budget review and thinking we could get that voted on before the meeting of June. So I believe it was sent out to everybody, and we've got it on some great spreadsheets as well.
Yeah, the budget essentially hasn't changed from the last meeting, but what is different from this updated spreadsheet is that the actual for FY26
Oh, the reserve.
through May 31st.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't have this in an earlier.
Yeah, that's the only change.
what you guys reviewed before.
That was fun.
You know, you guys are cutting in and out.
Okay, we'll try to talk to the, can you hear us now?
Yeah, talk to the owl.
Talk to the owl, okay.
Talk to the owl.
And I noticed the salaries were increased, but it's mostly because you haven't had positions filled, right, during this year?
Right.
Any questions on the budget at all? No, Fred, you have looked at it closely.
I'm just going to copy with that. So
I got a Paul. Paul's second it. Further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Mark, you all set?
Aye.
Thanks. Update, let's see, on the LURB pre-application. We got notification on that.
Yeah, the pre-application was submitted to the LURB on May 27th. And I think there is now a 30-day comment period, which we are within. And then on the 29th of May, the plan was submitted to the Department of Public Service because we're seeking enhanced energy standing.
And then do we have a date that they're coming, right, to do the
presentation? There's a site visit by the LURB, and it'll be by bus on the 22nd of June. And I believe they're starting off at around 9 in the morning, and it goes through, I think, 12:30, visiting multiple communities. And then they're going to have a meeting presentation at the Linden Town offices following the field trip.
And are you looking for board members to participate?
Yeah, I think there's, I forget, I can't remember how many seats are on the bus.
Is there?
I presume they're going to be visiting primarily proposed tier one areas.
Yes. Hardwick, St. Johnsbury, Newport, Derby, Linden. Newark is on the list, and there's another one or two small towns as well.
Newark?
Yes. I saw the statement.
Okay, that's what an honor.
Guess you better participate there, Mark.
Yeah.
Did you feed them lunch?
We'll take them fishing.
Better.
So we'll notice.
Is Brighton on the list at all?
I'll have to double check, Mike. I think they may be.
Okay. Well, I'll be there that day, so that's why we need to.
Okay, we'll send out the schedule.
Newark is the gateway to Brighton.
So June executive committee elections, Tina and I are trying to figure out terms. They got a little mixed up, I think, when Deb was here. But anyways, wanting to confirm if people are willing to stay on. I don't know if anyone knows that their term is up. It doesn't look like it at this point. It looks like some may be up for their second term, but I don't know if we have anybody falling off. So just thought we would coming off.
Yeah, I went and I looked at the website, the executive committee listing on the website, and I didn't understand it. Am I particularly dense?
What didn't you understand, Mark?
There were dates on there that I didn't understand. Years.
Okay, I'm just pulling it up on my phone.
Yeah, I wanted to know when my term ended.
Well, we were looking at the bylaws, so it's you can do a 2-3 year terms, and I'm not sure if the dates are right on the website because they weren't right on the spreadsheet. Tina's going to figure it out.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm going to get it figured out and said and updated. I'm trying to navigate this in my Kindle. So I was going off. Wrong date. So I will have it updated tomorrow on the website and an updated list sent out.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The officer should have sort of moved on after the meeting, of course.
The officers, yes. Not at the annual meeting. They're
effective at
the annual meeting,
and
yes.
They're voted on at the annual meeting.
I thought they were voting on in June, the next meeting.
They're elected in June. They're sent out by ballot.
After. Okay, got it. All right.
Yeah. They're announced at the annual meeting.
Yeah. Right. Anything else on that? I'm trying to figure out the process.
Yeah, we are missing one member of the executive committee from Essex County, so I don't know if any thoughts on who may fill that.
How many members are there?
It's supposed to be nine.
Nine,
and then at large, three from each county.
I was wondering about Kate. She's been pretty engaged from Lunenburg. I don't know if she'd be interested.
Been a purger.
I think she seemed like she'd be interested. And then we updated the bylaws so that I think it's our responsibility to fill the seats of that have not been filled. So I don't know if we started that process. It was after March of town meeting. There was a process that we established, but that changed. I think we were to notify the town and try to find representatives in those towns. That we can fill those seats. It might be something as a board we could work on. We could get this together and work on that and then get it back to us to see if we could start to fill some of those seats. That might be good. Because I think we have the authority to fill the seats if the town doesn't fill them.
That's right.
Yes.
B3.
And they don't have to be a new commission member or select board member anymore. To change that in bylaws.
Just could be somebody interested, so that may help.
What's interesting, I think you'd be hard pressed to tell Essex County who their county committee is at this point. They have no clue, I'm sure. And so how are they gonna nominate somebody or vote them?
Yeah, talk to the owl.
If we're sending out communication about the LURB visit, can we include in that the open seats that we have, and so that we go out to all the communities indicating if they'd like to elect, you know, put somebody in those positions, these are open? Could we use that communication?
It would be two separate issues, but we could,
We'd start our process, right, and give us the chance to notify them.
Mm-hmm.
Will that work?
Maybe. But they still want to know they're duly appointed electors of our county committee as designated in the bylaws? How are we going to learn that?
Well, we'll have the updated list of the executive committee when Tina provides that. And then we can make those people known to the people when we're appointing someone from their community that's not serving.
Well, can we task the executive committee members from Essex County to form a committee? Very much as we do. You know, when we actually meet.
That would be Mike.
Cynthia.
Me and Cynthia. It's us.
So now you got a job.
I think that's a great idea.
Okay, we'll try. We had talked about some things that we might be able to do as a board to strengthen us a little bit. And I just wanted to have a conversation about that. We do have a list of the policies that need to be updated. So we definitely can put that on a schedule for next year or for the next year calendar year for us to review those policies. But is there other suggestions on things that you would like to see us doing to strengthen our board?
Mm-hmm. I do have one thing. I mean, we have never given Dave a performance evaluation. How can you do a performance evaluation if you don't have any performance metrics or expectations? Mm-hmm. So it seems to me as though that might be a worthy enterprise to suggest at least that you come up with some suite of performance metrics that you're going to be focusing on the next year. Is that Does that make sense to you?
It does. And just so everyone knows, there is annually, we have to do a self-evaluation for the Agency of Commerce as part of our contract. And so there's a form already that asks how effective you are at addressing certain things. We can share that.
Sure. It's useful.
Yeah.
I should start.
So, Cynthia, you know, there's a couple of different aspects, and I'm not sure whether you're talking about one of them or all of them. You know, there's the governance part of our job, and then there's the policy development part of our job. And by policy, I don't mean governance policies. I mean planning, you know, the kind of policies that go into our regional plan. Are you talking about all of that?
Yeah, I think, you know, setting the stage of what is our responsibility as a board, I often go in and we'll work with nonprofits around governance. You know, it's hiring, evaluating, and working with the executive director. It's making sure your policies are updated, making sure that you're an advocate for your community, or you're representing your organization out in the community, et cetera. It seems like there may be an opportunity to look at and develop and see what our communities really want around different policies and different land use and different areas. And I think we could probably do some work around that. There was a suggestion or conversation, like with the regional plan, it would have been nice to have done a chapter at a time over a year to really had time to work on it. As a board, you know, thinking about that in the future, how do we make sure that that regional plan really focuses on what our communities want, and how do we know what our communities want if we can't engage them on our board, or we're not out there? So it's kind of a double-edged sword. How do we get there?
There's another thing that we also talked about a little bit, and that's the notion of coming up with some items, for example, transportation priorities that we would bring in advance of a legislative session to then communicate that to our legislative representatives and make sure that that doesn't fall into a hole, as it seems to do so often. I just offer that as another, you know, kind of annual opportunity to be more effective.
And so the employees are going to be doing a presentation at the upcoming June meeting on each of their areas and what they've been working on. I wonder if we could ask them to add a slide on their priorities for the year ahead.
We could do that. And to both comment on transportation, Doug Mort does maintain or manages a regional transportation advisory committee, where a lot of regional issues flow up to the state agency of transportation. So we can have him present on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, normal, you know, we would have a letter to the legislative transportation committees, mm-hmm. and then ask our representatives to be our sort of advocates there.
I think that's a good idea. You know, I'm a man, you know, well, first of all, it's hard to get anybody to do anything. I know, because I don't want to do anything. But yeah, you know, I guess the way I would like to see things like that, like Paul's suggestion about transportation and the development of our regional plan, you know, I'm imagining subcommittees that of board members that are interested in things like, you know, energy, you know, all of the chapters of the of the regional plan. And, you know, maybe the staff can prepare a list of things that of policy areas, you know, and the one that I'm thinking, one of that Cynthia, you and I have talked about is in education, do we want to maintain, how hard do we want to work to keep all these little schools open? Maybe we want to work real hard. Maybe we don't want to work on it at all. Maybe we see benefits to consolidating these schools. But have a group of board members who are interested and knowledgeable in an area like that. Have the staff develop a list of policy questions that need to be answered, and perhaps provide a set of policy options for each of those areas, and then have the that subcommittee make recommendations to the executive committee or the board on what NVDA's policy should be. And when that's done, then we're in good shape to write a regional plan or go in for legislative advocacy or anything else we might need to do. But it's a lot of work. And, you know, I don't know if there's an appetite. I don't know if people are willing to put in that kind of work to make sure that their views are represented.
Do you think the employees would be up for overseeing a committee like that? Like your planners would oversee land use issues and planning, transportation, Doug, you know, each one?
I would think so. I remember when Steve Patterson was still here that I was put in charge of the wind study committee that was made up of regional representatives to get formulate a policy on wind energy.
Yeah, by contrast, you know, we sort of ran out of gas with this ANR advisory policy on watershed management, you know, and after a certain period of time, you know, we came up with these wonderful action plans for each watershed, and there they sit, you know, and they're alluded to in the regional plan, but the question is, what's the next step to actually accomplish some of that work? And I think, you know, as a participant, I got a little tired of doing that.
It's such a difference. So it's engaging board members to try to get them to really participate in an area of interest, this sounds like, and we need to define that area first, right? What are those issues that are critical? I would think housing would be one right now. I know we need a regional housing assessment, right? We have really one hasn't been done. That would be a really great topic for a committee. Well, maybe once we hear the presentations in June, it will give us more clarity on what those committees could look like, because we'd know what each area is kind of working on. Will that help?
Sure. Can't hurt. Historically, it's been very difficult to come to meetings. Harder to get something.
See what we can do. I can get out the attendance for the June board meeting, but it's not very high right now.
Is this true with all regional planning committees? I mean, is it like a statewide thing?
I think somebody else may be figuring it out.
No, I don't know. Just like the issue with participation and, yeah. I'm not surprised. I mean, I think
some of it is our region is just huge. I mean, land-wise, yeah. It's huge. And so there's not, so a lot of the regional planning commissions are much smaller than ours area-wise. So they kind of congregate better. I mean, for us, it's tough. I mean, even in Essex County, you know, Concord to Canaan is a long haul. And I think that is part of what we need to be cognizant of. If we want participation in Essex County from the towns, that they do have to kind of see what are they participating for? Because, I mean, you know, Brighton does get some benefit out of things, but, you know, some of the other smaller towns feel like, okay, I'm going to attend a meeting for what? You're not coming to our town to do anything with us. And I think that's an important thing for us to think about, especially with Essex County. I mean, it's every committee I sit on, it's the same thing. There's Newport, there's St. Johnsbury, and a little bit of Lindenville. Hardwick has kind of come along. But when you get to Essex County, it's this hole that there's never any, you know, we want their participation, but nothing ever goes back that direction. So they don't see a purpose to it. So I think that's something we could work on as a board, is making sure that those other communities are actually connected to us.
Since you and I are in Essex County, I'm feeling a huge responsibility now for that.
Well, I mean, it is. I mean, I've been working, you know, I've worked with Canaan on stuff, but, you know, Canaan is very much connected to New Hampshire, because that's where they get their benefit from. They don't get anything out of Vermont. And so it's just something I've seen. And it's I go back and forth with this with lots of groups where they always like to involve Essex County, but then they only want Essex County because we make their numbers look good. So that's kind of what you're fighting here. You know, when you're trying to get towns to participate, I mean, I sit on the CUD board, which is, you know, 70 towns now. So we have, it's like NVDA. It's this huge, unwieldy board, but getting those positions filled is difficult too. And they are getting a benefit out of it.
And you know, the housing situation, for example, in Canaan, you know, we just did the town plan up there, and what they're suffering with is all this vacant housing stock that is occasioned because of the shrinking of the Beecher's Falls plant, you know. So it's a very different situation than this supposed housing deficit. And that's where you live.
Well, let's keep thinking about it. I think the June meeting will help us to understand more what the employees are doing, working on what their priorities are, and start to get some ideas around how we might organize to get more participation. I know when we were at the annual meeting, there was a lot of enthusiasm. I even saw some new board members who were really excited to be on the board. So thinking, how do we tap into them? Besides coming to a big meeting that we're having that feels like, you know, feels like you're kind of not understanding where you fit. So we typically don't meet in July and August, and I didn't know if anyone's feeling like with all the work and things that are happening, if we need to have a meeting in July and August.
We certainly think so, but you know, there's still stuff down that you learn out of the June meeting.
Yeah, maybe we could do an organizing meeting out of the June meeting to see how, if we could come up with a framework that we'd like to propose to move forward for the year, and how we're going to organize the policies. I think, you know, an afternoon where we all sat down at a table, if we're able to do that, would be really helpful. If you're game for the trip, Mike, or maybe we could come to you. So we'll look for a date, probably in August, beginning of August, yeah.
What, not if we're ready to get together after the comment of,
We have the comment period open right now, and then June 22nd, we'll have the site visit followed by the presentation. And then after that sometime, the LURB is going to come back to us with an extensive list of comments. So that's probably before September meeting, I'm thinking.
I would think the meeting can occur immediately upon receipt of that report.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll hold off and then we can incorporate that into the... Yeah. That sounds great. Good question.
That's why I came, not normal.
Any of your business? I hear a motion to adjourn.
Don't move.
I would like to make one point, and I think as we as a board were reviewing the implementation of the budget during the course of the year, we benefited tremendously from the presentation of, you know, where you were above or below dramatically what you would call straight line depreciation through the course of the year, and that always gave Judy a basis to make a comment if there was something that was outstanding. And so it kept us on track. And, you know, if there was something way out of whack, we would get that. And that's very helpful to me. And I would hope that we could continue to have it available to us as a board.
Yeah, I agree with that. It would be helpful to have written notes that that we can refer back to. You know, for example, we get a large increase in salaries. We have staff expansion, and I can't remember. I can't remember why. So it would be really helpful to have something written down for old people to look at.
It's part of each month's financial statements. At the beginning of each month's financial statements, there's an explanation of what's going on.
Okay.
So if the financial statements are reviewed, it's in there.
Okay. Got it.
Can we set a limit on that? Because there's always ones like, well, the electric bill was higher this month. Well,
yeah.
I don't, I mean, I don't care, but I really don't care. You know, I want, is it like 5,000? Is that the, you know, if a budget item's off a certain dollar amount?
I'd say 10% of expectations, either plus or minus.
For the small ones, though, like how much your bill
gets. Sure,
that's the point of it.
Right.
Yeah, that's where we're catching in.
Yeah.
Like, so a minimum of, you know, 1,000 or something like that.
I can look and see what you think that number should be.
Well, it obviously needs to be high enough so we have like $20 increase,
right?
A very small budget. So I think it would be a major category. And some percentage thereof.
And then Tina was able to show me, which we're going to all get to see pretty soon, is some new sheets that you're using.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to talk about those a little bit, but how they'll tie back to projects. Yes,
they're working to be smart. We ran into a few issues today, so not smart today. So we're working on a program. It's called Smart Sheets. All of our projects will be in there. With hours and budgets and completion dates. And they will have a roll-up screen, so everything will be able to be visualized to where we are per either like our planning or Doug's transportation, or even down to which this is coming, won't be, it's an ongoing project, but it will be down to like the local contracts and everything. So there will be a visual that we'll be able to share so that everybody will be able to see where we're at throughout the year, monthly. It won't be in real time, but it will be updated monthly.
Which I think will help to give percentages of where the whole budget goes and what part is planning, what part is transportation, and where they're at on each of those budget items compared to physical line items. So it really looked like it was going to be pretty robust.
That should be helpful on their side as well.
It's going to be very helpful. Yeah. Very, very excited. Very excited.
And to manage, I met. Any other questions? Comments?
Perfect.
Motion to adjourn, Paul and Fred. All right, we're adjourned. Have a great night. We did that in 4 minutes.
Bad. Seven minutes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Take care.
Just check the models. There's no performance.